You just finished up at Shattered State College, by the way, the indoor track and field season. Yep. Ready for the outdoor. How'd you think your indoor season went?
It went all right. It wasn't quite as good as I hoped. I had a PR still by a couple of seconds, which was good, in the 3K. And I finally beat my high school mile time. It was with conversion, but that was really exciting because I haven't touched that in a long time. But yeah, it wasn't as much improvement as I kind of thought I would see coming off cross country season, but it was still a pretty good season. So
ask her anytime, and you whether she pick outdoor, indoor, and that's no contest, right?
Oh, definitely, definitely not. I love outdoor so much more. Mm-hmm. Indoor, it's just always miserable in the facilities. It's hard to breathe, a lot of tiny circles, people everywhere, so.
And most of those, I'm sure, those indoor facilities is everybody's, correct me if I'm wrong, they're kind of, everybody's crammed in.
Yeah.
There. There's just
Yeah.
no place to, as you said, no place to breathe, no mm-hmm. place to walk. It's just everybody's in there, and outdoors, of course, you got more room.
Yeah. Way less stuffy outdoors, and I like the distances better. Get to run a little farther outdoors, which I always like the longer races, so that's fun for me.
Yeah, going around that oval indoors, it just, because with what the races you run, how many laps are we talking about?
Oh, gosh. Depends on the track. Uh-huh. We run a 300-meter track once a year, which is really nice for indoors. So for the 3K is what I do, so that's 10 laps. My last meet of indoor season was on the home Shadron track, actually. It's 180 meters.
Wow.
So I want to say it was like 16 and two-thirds laps, mm-hmm. something crazy like that. It was pretty boring.
Yeah, it would be. Gosh, yeah. You're just going over, and you got to keep it track in your mind. Okay, how many more laps do I have here?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I hope the counters are counting right.
Exactly right. You bet. So now the outdoor season, you're back. Is this your spring break right now?
Yes. Yep. On midterm break.
And I take it even during this break, you're out running your miles. I haven't seen you out, but I'm sure you are, aren't you?
Yeah, I actually ran right before I came here this morning. So been running every day this week.
You like the morning hours better than anything?
Yeah, I like going in the morning, getting it done, especially as the weather starts to get warmer. Mm-hmm. I like it to be cooler, so get it done in the morning when it's still cool out, and then I have the rest of the day to do stuff.
There you go. Exactly right. Now, when is I take it when you go back, you're right into full-fledged practices, getting ready for the outdoor season?
Oh, yeah. We had a, like, 5-day break after indoor season, and right after that, we jumped up straight away. I mean, my peak mileage during cross country was at 70, and I'm almost back to that already. I was at 50 last week, and he jumped me up to 60 this week, so we're going back in pretty fast.
So, and during indoors, you kind of, it doesn't give you a time to kind of get your best times, does it?
Yeah. There's really not a lot of time to get improvement in during indoor season, so I kind of treat it like a training season more than anything. But yeah, coming into outdoor, we got to pick things back up quick and get back into running the high mileage, especially because I run the long races outdoor.
How about your goals as far as times here in the outdoor season?
Yeah, so I'm really excited for my 5K outdoor this season. I finally managed to break 19 last year, so this year I'm really hoping I can get in the 1830s for the 5K. And then I'm actually planning on trying the 10K once. I don't really have a time goal for it. I just want to try it and see if I like it. And if I do like it, I'll probably make that my main event for next year.
All right. So still kind of tinkering a little bit with some events, aren't you? Because you can't run a 5K and a 10K in the same day.
No.
No way.
That would be rough.
That would really be rough. You had the, of course, the things kind of wrapped up, the RMAC Indoor Championships. That goal, did you feel like they went well?
Yeah, so I actually did not go to conference. Mm-hmm. It is very, very hard to make conference for track, especially in the distance events. We had a lot of people go for field events and sprints, so they had, a lot of them had really phenomenal seasons. Conference, from what I heard, didn't go quite as well. I'm not really sure what happened there. There were some issues with the relays. One of our relays actually got disqualified because one of the Colorado guys knocked the baton out of his hand.
Okay.
But yeah, there was a distance medley relay that went. I wasn't on it because I was at a Wildlife Society meeting, but I think they all did pretty well and had a good weekend. So
now the RMAC Outdoor Championships coming up in April in Golden, Colorado. You're shooting for that, aren't you?
I would like to. I don't know. It depends on what it looks like. Every year's a little different. I think if I can get in the 1830s, I might have a shot at squeezing in, but it kind of depends on if Adams decides to save its best runners for nationals, Colorado Mines saves their runners, because some of those big schools will decide to not run their best people at conference just to save them for nationals. And if they do that, I might have a shot, but we'll see.
So all those other RMAC schools really are pretty good in the distances, aren't they?
The RMAC actually is one of the most, if not the most competitive conference for distance running. It's pretty insane. I mean, we have Adams State, we have Colorado Mines, we got a whole bunch of other Colorado schools that are placing the top three and winning nationals on a pretty consistent basis. So,
your first meet officially on the 21st to 22nd out in Pueblo.
Yep.
You go to Pueblo actually back-to-back weekends, don't you?
Yeah, we'll run Pueblo a couple of times this year, so see how that goes. Last year, Pueblo was not a great day for me, but hopefully this year it'll be better.
It'll be a little bit different. How about the women's team as a whole? A pretty good group this year?
Yeah, we did really well this year, actually. I think we're getting better every year. Last year was really good. This year went really well. Hopefully we can recruit some good people and keep doing better. But even in cross season, we had a ton of improvement, which was really cool to see. It was kind of silly, but a big moment for one of my teammates and I at one of the meets. We managed to pass a couple of Adams girls, which seems silly, but it was big for us because Adams is the big school and they always seemed untouchable. So
you're going to remember that for a long time,
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Now, by the way, if you want a meet that's close nearby, May 9th in Seward and then May 10th, one of the two are going to go over in Kearney.
Yeah, I did see that. We'll see how that works out because that's kind of right after our finals week. But my coach might bring some sprinters to try and have them get into the nationals. Distance, there's a little less of a chance of us making it, so we probably won't go, but we'll have to see what happens there.
See, we're going to remember this conversation as the season goes by when Sammy just blows out of the water this year and has some incredible times. We're going to revert back to, see, we told you it was going to happen.
I don't know. We'll see about that.
And by the way, the NCAA Outdoor Championships aren't back in Pueblo, Colorado, which is kind of cool. It's fairly close.
Yeah. It's not too bad of a drive. A lot of Pueblo this year, though. So,
how about you mentioned your what you're going to school for, not just athletically, but academically. How's that going for you?
It's going really well. Yeah, I still really enjoy the wildlife program there. It's a lot of fun. We get a lot of cool opportunities. Like I said, I was able to go to the Wildlife Society meeting this year. We get to help with fox surveys between the college and the Forest Service, which is a lot of fun. Opportunities to run deer check stations in the fall. So, a lot of cool things to do outside of just classes, and I really do enjoy the classes. I think they're fun. So.
And that's just the perfect place to be up there, Shadron State, the perfect school to do all that, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's one of the best range programs around, especially since not a lot of schools have range programs anymore. And we do have all of those resources around as far as the Forest Service, the grasslands, all of those things. So.
All right, so and one more year after this, right?
Two more years.
I'm trying to get you that senior year as fast as possible, Sammy. So two more years, and then hello, trying to find a job. But it sounds like you're in a good school. They're going to put you someplace really good.
Oh, yeah. I think so. Right now, things are a little iffy. With all the federal hiring stuff, it's harder to find jobs, but we're still finding there are still stuff with state agencies. So I think still be able to end up with something good. So.